Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch. With Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
DNA back to the rescue again in a cold case breakthrough that has been troubling. I think troubling is a light word to use, but plaguing and torturing a family for 20 years. Robert Stewart accused in a 2-decade-old murder. After 20 years, the quest for justice may finally be nearing its end for the family of Herman Brown. Robert Stewart, a 64-year-old man, has been indicted for a murder that was unsolved for almost 2 decades. So let's go back to the scene of the crime. It was 2003, February 15th, a chilly day. A distressing call came from the Cincinnati Police Department. A concerned 911 caller reported a strong odor coming from the apartment located at 2572 Sarvis Court. Responding to the call, officers embarked on what was expected to be a routine welfare check. However, the scene they encountered was anything but. Inside the apartment, they found the lifeless body of Herman Brown laying naked on the floor. Grim setting was accentuated by the presence of stab wounds on Brown's body and an extension cord that was tightly wound around his neck. Further investigations revealed the presence of blood in the bathroom sink, indicating a struggle or an attempt to clean up after that crime. At the time of the discovery, the prosecutor's office revealed that the investigators had collected a number of key evidence from the crime scene. Among these were 6 cigarette butts, a DNA swab from Brown's genitals, and an aforementioned blood sample from the bathroom sink. An analysis of the blood sample showed the presence of 2 distinct DNA profiles. One was understandably from the victim, but the second one, which also matched DNA found on Brown's genitals and the cigarette butts, belonged to an unidentified individual. And despite the presence of this clear evidence of DNA on cigarettes and his genitals, the investigators were faced with a daunting challenge: matching it. They couldn't match the unidentified DNA profile to any known individual in their database. And as the days turn into months and months into years, leads this dried up. The case, like so many before it, went cold. You know, and there's so many of these that are sitting there just waiting to have a moment like this. But as Hamilton County Prosecutor Melissa Powers confidently remarked recently, these dedicated detectives never give up on their cases. They never give up on their victims. They'll continue to investigate until the case is solved, no matter how long it takes. Her words rang true when 2 decades later, a glimmer of hope emerged, making use of advances in forensic science. Investigators decided to revisit the case. extracted the unidentified DNA profile, this time from the cigarette butts, submitting this to a forensic genetic genealogy search. The process, which was revolutionizing cold case investigations in recent years, has done it again. They identified a potential suspect, and his name was Robert Stewart. Further detailed analysis then sealed that deal, verifying beyond a reasonable doubt. Well, so far, a doubt that Stewart was the source of the DNA found scattered at the crime scene. And upon identifying Stewart as a prime suspect, the police acted swiftly. Stewart was apprehended in Lima, Ohio, on September 15th. After the arrest, he was promptly extradited back to Hamilton County, where he now awaits his fate at the Hamilton County Justice Center. Bond been set at about $500,000. As for the charges, on October 2nd, a news release from the Hamilton County prosecutor, Melissa Powers, alluded that Stewart has been indicted on two counts of murder and an additional count of felonious assault in connection with Herman Brown's death. If found guilty, he may potentially face a life sentence. 2 decades later, that genetic DNA coming back to bite another person in the butt. I'm telling you, holidays are coming up, everybody. If you want to make, and I don't, I really should get like a promotion link or something from these services, the amount of time we talk about them, and put it in our episode descriptions. So I can get like, I don't know, $5 every time somebody buys one of these things. But I'm telling
you, I texted you last night. I lost my shit, basically. I did 23andMe.
Yeah. What was that all
like
about?
12 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I saw that there was a data breach. Mm-hmm. And it's the first time in my life where I actually felt a little bit of fear. Like, oh God, what have I done?
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't done anything. It's just that I have a certain lineage in my family that mm-hmm. could be targeted. And I just looked at it and went, oh, fuck, I'm out of here. So I went into 23andMe and I went into the settings and I said, delete my shit. Get me out of here. I'm mm-hmm. done. But as you noted, the damage is already done. It's out there.
Yeah, you can run away from it all you want, but it's done. I mean, it's there. You're not getting it back. Stomp your feet, do whatever, like sing a song.
Shut up. And that's exactly what I did last night.
You stomped your foot and sang a song.
Well. I was throwing a tantrum.
Yeah, no, there's nothing you're going to, I mean, and it's interesting because what does it mean when that sort of data is stolen from a company like that? Data that, you know, identifies, you know, DNA with people.
Yeah.
It's kind of scary because it's a new territory. What is the value of some of that data? I know I've heard people talking about, well, if genetic DNA data could be used in some sort of a warfare, if you will, of, well, people with this sort of data point from this ancestry or whatever it may be, then a weapon could be devised around it. I don't know how legitimate that is or could even be done. But it sounds kind of scary. I don't know. I mean, I just kind of feel like all of our data is out there. I'm really not. I don't really freak out when there's like, oh, a big data breach. I pretty much assume any place I use my passwords or anything, there will be a data breach at some point in time. And I'm
what's interesting about this breach, though, is that it's not just your passwords and maybe your banking info. It's about you as a human being.
Okay.
And I think that's where it got me, was like, holy shit, if we're ever going to have an uprising of people who want to eliminate a certain type of human being, we've, you know, by spitting into that little tiny vessel that we send into them, we've just given them our entire genetic makeup. Like, come and find me. You're going to know everything about me, that I've got a diabetic risk. I have this, I have that. I'm part British. I'm part this. I'm part that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to target whatever I just named,
mm-hmm.
I've just given you a list of people to go after.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, that does exist. But is that something that is ever going to be used in a way like that, I guess, is the question.
I hope not. But I will tell you that half of my family was obliterated in Germany,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't think anything could happen like that.
Yeah.
So I've always run away from that. I don't practice any religion. I don't identify with any religion, but according to this DNA site, I'm that lineage. And it's like, oh! So even if I don't identify as that lineage, they've identified me and I'm on that list. And it freaked me out. Like, I didn't sleep last night and I need to settle the fuck down, because you're right.
Well,
but it's scary that you put it out there willingly, you know?
Well, and a concern of this specific data breach that you're talking about is very much what you just described. Hackers compiling a list of people with, and apologize if I'm saying this incorrectly, Ashkenazi Jewish ancestry.
Ashkenazi.
I'm sorry. Ashkenazi Jewish ancestry seems to have been the specific focus of the attack. Why? Maybe for exactly what you just said. Maybe for exactly what you just said. I wonder if it has anything to do with the attacks and such that we've been seeing going on right now. If it's simply a kind of a psychological move, or if that is someone's going to try and use that in some sort of nefarious way.
It's frightening, and that's not something that I've ever really been concerned about. My grandfather used to tell stories about when they were rounding up Jews, and it was one of the reasons I chose to not follow the religion, because I thought that would keep me safe, that if I didn't identify with any religion, therefore I couldn't be targeted. So I've never practiced. I've been to a synagogue twice. So I've seen it. I got married in a church. I majored in religion. I identify more as a Methodist than anything. But when you look at something like this DNA test, it put me at 99% Jewish ancestry. And I stared at it and I went, wow, there's no escaping this. And then when this data breach came up, I felt like I had a target on my head. I was texting with a couple of my friends and I'm like, I'm terrified. You know, even though I live in America and this stuff shouldn't be happening, there was just a bunch of Nazis that walked into a taco restaurant in somewhere in Texas yesterday or the day before. And they were wearing Nazi armbands in America.
Going into the Taco Bell?
No, it wasn't a Taco Bell. Oh. It was... I forget the name of the taco place, but they were asked to pretty much leave. They left once and came back and were told that they wouldn't be served. But they were wearing Nazi armbands. That's a problem.
That is a problem. Yeah.
You know, and not to get political into what we're seeing over in the Middle East right now and Israel and the Gaza Strip, but there's a lot of unrest in the world and there's a lot of misinformation out there and there's a lot of anti-Semitism. So it's just a really scary world right now. So I'm kind of like, I wish I hadn't spit into that tube, you know?
Well, you may end up getting maybe some family member arrested at some point for murder. But I don't know that it's going to go much further than that. But you raise a lot of valid points, especially now when we did see this new data breach seemingly targeting a very specific community. We'll catch killers, but is in some other twisted way, could this actually be some sort of data point or valuable asset to a killer at the same time?
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot.
Chalk, breathe, re-chalk.
Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Find the one and save big this summer during Haverty's July 4th sale. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million each for stolen funds, fees for experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's Best Deal Ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple? Don't ruin it. Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the rest disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle?
Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.